to have come from Wampanoag Indian blood on her mother's side. I'm not nearly so exotic, having Austrian and Danish ancestors that left me with wimpy blonde hair and a body that looks more athletic than it actually is. It was Tuesday morning. The June sun was shining bright over Salem, and Clara and I had been baking since 5 a.m. I was in my usual outfit of running shoes, jeans, t-shirt, and white chef's jacket. I had my hair pulled back into a ponytail tucked up under a Red Sox ball cap, and I was dusted with flour and powdered sugar. Everything was good with the world, except Clara was in a state. It was 8 o'clock, time to open for business, and we were missing the counter girl, Gloria Binkley.
"For crying out loud," Clara said, "it's not like I'm a factory. It's just you and me and Glow. How are we supposed to finish baking when we have to keep running out to the front to sell a muffin? Where the heck is she?"
We were standing in the large front room that constituted the retail part of the bakery. The floors were wide plank pine, and the plaster walls were uneven. All things considered, it was in decent shape, considering it predated the witch trials. A sexy, low-slung black car pulled to the curb in front of us, and a man got out. He was maybe 6 foot tall, with glossy, shoulder-length black hair swept back from his face in a wave. His skin was unearthly pale. His eyes were as black as his hair. He was dressed in